Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. In my last video called The Mark is a Choice, I put a disclaimer down below in the description area, and I just want to quickly mention it before I read this message to you. Many people were asking me about the mark of the beast and what would happen if it was forced, because in this message the Lord had said that if you were forced that you would not suffer any ill effects. And I think a lot of people misunderstood what I believe the Lord was showing me. And that is that if you are forced, bodily forced, in other words, if you are an infant, or if you are an elderly person with dementia, or you are in a coma, or you are severely handicapped and you have no control over your body or what happens to your body, I believe the Lord was talking and referring to that if you are forced in a bodily way, not in a way of being deceived or anything like that. This, I believe, word was concerning those people who have absolutely no control over what happens to their bodies. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there, because you know the mark of the beast is a serious matter, and if you do get it, then the Bible says you are not going to heaven, that you will be going where Satan and all his minions are going. So it's a very serious thing, and I don't want to mislead anybody. The next thing I wanted to bring up in that video, I also mentioned about the word sorcery, because I believe the Lord was showing me that there's going to be sorcery used concerning the mark of the beast. And the word sorcery in the Greek is pharmakia, which sounds a lot like pharmacy, and I think I misled people, and I do so apologize if I did, in saying that pharmaceuticals or medicines are not good for you, that you shouldn't be taking them. And that is not at all what I was referring to, and I do apologize if I misled people. What I was trying to say was that in these end times, as we see these end times progress, we need to be prayerfully discerning what we put in our bodies. And because of, you know, the mark of the beast is not going to be something you want. So I just had to put those two disclaimers out there, and I apologize if I wasn't clear on it in that video called The Mark is a Choice. Okay, now let me go ahead and tell you what you're looking at right now. I have already mentioned this, I don't know how many weeks ago, I think it was maybe in August, that the Lord led me to start a witness track blog to help people who do not know the Lord. It's a witnessing tool, and the Lord gave me the words, "It is later than you think," and that was going to be the title of this witnessing track that he had me put together, this blog. And what I did is, once I made the blog, and that will be down below for you, it's not just, I made it for myself to use as a witnessing tool, but I want to share it with you all. And also I want to share with you what I did is I went ahead and made business cards, and you're going to see the front and the back of this business card that I personally made. And it says on one side, it says you're later than you think, and then if you look at the very top on the right hand side, you're going to see it has that one of those little QR codes. Do you see that? The QR code. And the reason I put that up there is because, you know, when you hand out business cards or even a track, most people just throw them away, or they get lost in a purse or a pocket, and they're never looked at again. This way, somebody who has a phone can literally, if they have the QR downloaded, which is really easy to download, you go and put your phone over that mark there, and it will immediately go to my witnessing website called It Is Later Than You Think. So I will go ahead and put the QR code link in the description box for anybody who wants to do what I'm doing. You can put together your own track using my blog, my witnessing blog, or you can do a business card like I've done, and you can use the QR code. You can do whatever you want. I just wanted to show you this as a suggestion of what I am doing. And once you hear the message that the Lord gave me concerning us going out and witnessing for Him, This is just something that is he keeps putting on my heart over and over again. So I wanted to bring this to you. I hope it's some help for some of you who feel like you don't have the proper tools to go out and witness. This might be an easy one to do. You go to a restaurant, you go to anywhere you happen to go, you can leave a couple of these cards around, or you can hand them out and tell people a little bit about the Lord, and then they can follow up with this blog. All right, let me go ahead now, and I'm going to read you the message that I received. And you know what? I don't know exactly. Let me see the date that I received it, brothers and sisters. Hold on just 1 minute. Okay. I got this on the 25th of September. I got this message while praying, and I got a couple words from the Lord. One thing, it was kind of personal, but I think it's also referring, not just for me. And I heard this from the Lord. I heard, "You have weathered a storm, but there is more to come." Now, personally, I have weathered a great storm in the last 2 months. So this, the Lord could be referring to something in my personal life with what I have gone through. However, we also have witnessed a storm. This year, 2020, has been quite a storm with the lockdowns and the virus. All right, let me get back to what he said. He said, "You have weathered a storm, but more is to come. As long as you have your feet planted firmly on my truths, you will not be dashed to the ground by the winds of torment that are coming." In my last video, brothers and sisters, I talked about this message the Lord gave me concerning the winds of torment, and this is the message. After he said that about the winds of torment that are coming, then the Lord reminded me of the parable of the house on the rock, which you can see in Matthew 7, 25 through 27. And in this parable, the Lord just went through the whole thing in my mind when I was getting this message that talks about that a wise man built his house on a rock, and when the rain comes and the floods, and then the wind comes and it beats on the house, but because the house was built on the rock, it did not fall, for it says it was founded on the rock, and the rock is Jesus. But then it says that anyone who hears the words of the Lord but does not do them, then they are like a foolish man who built their house on sand. And then the rains come, the floods come, the winds blow, and they beat on that house. But this house that was built on the sand, it falls. And it says, not only does it fall, it says, and great was its fall. So this is the parable the Lord was referring to about how important it is, even though the winds of torment are coming, if we are built our house on the Lord Jesus, on that rock, then we are going to be safe. All right, back to the message. "For those who are not firmly planted in me, their days are numbered, as great tribulation falls upon the world. I come to collect those who are mine, especially the children who are the very target of the enemy. You will all be with me soon. Rejoice in this hope. You must be strong with what is coming so you can help my people. I have few servants that are trying to do this, but many are only trying to serve themselves and not me. Their motives are not pure but selfish. Their sin is hidden in their hearts. And they must pray now for discernment and clarity, or they will be lost. Stay on my narrow path to salvation to me. I am at the end of your journey, waiting for you. Be counted worthy to hear the words, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant.' The world plunges into darkness because the wicked ones have been released. Their goal is to annihilate humanity in their sins, to kill and take as many as possible with them to the pits of hell. That is why I'm placing in your hearts to work diligently against their agenda by bringing many back into the kingdom of God through me. The time is short. The laborers are few. Help save the souls of many. Start with praying and asking for there to be a way where there seems to be no way. I will then open the doors for you, but you must ask and seek this. I will then give you a heart of compassion to bring the harvest in. The final harvest is ready to be picked. Be my workers at this hour, your Savior and King, Jesus. Excuse me. That was the end of the message. So, brothers and sisters, now you know why I'm showing you the business cards that I put up there. Because we need to find different ways. Be creative. Ask the Lord to show you how you can get the Word of God out, how you can get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible. All right, I want to end with two scriptures. Luke 10:2 says, "Therefore he says unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore for the Lord of harvest, that he would send forth his laborers into his harvest." And Galatians 6:9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up."